Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Lady Vols with the big transfers. We talk about transferring. And this is not a Lady Vols program, Caleb, that was destitute by any stretch of the imagination. They made the NCAA tournament, but you're talking about a whole different style of play. So you want to get better talent-wise, but you also want to get different talent-wise. How big is this latest pickup for the Lady Vols?
So the Lady Vols, a few days after adding Alyssa Latham, who was a transfer, who transferred to them, she's a 6'1 athletic forward that they picked up, that they were able to pick up from Syracuse. They've now added another athletic forward, a 6'4 sophomore forward in Lazaria Spearman. Lazaria Spearman played a little over 18 minutes a game. She's honestly the female version. It's funny because she's the female version of Felix Akpara, who just transferred to Tennessee from Ohio State. She's a athletic center at 6'4 who isn't that finesse, just like Felix Akpara. She shot 45% from the free throw line this past year, which is bad. But she can really get out in transition. She can really push the tempo. And so she fulfills Kim Caldwell's goal of that. I think this is a good start for Kim Caldwell because this is what John Adams talked about last week. Her issue with wanting to run this style at Tennessee was you can't run it with your tallest player being 5'9 the way you can at Marshall. You need your tallest player to be 6'4 if you're going to run it at Tennessee, and you got to find 6'4 athletes. That's fine. You also have to find 6'4 athletes who can shoot, though. And she's added two players, Lazaria Spearman and Alyssa Latham, who aren't good shooters. So I don't know if, you know, you do have Tess Darby. You do have a couple other good shooters on the team. But you don't want it, – you just lost to Mari Key and Caroline Stripling transferred, and we were talking about how this Lady Vols team wasn't built for Kim Caldwell's style. I guess they're more built with these tall players who are athletic, but Lazaria Spearman coming from Miami, she can't shoot. She's a liability on offense. And that's kind of a problem. Now, maybe back up. In transition, offensive liabilities aren't as big of a deal because you're running the break, so you oftentimes just have clear paths to the basket if you run transition well and play good defense. And maybe that's the goal with her.
Well, theoretically, but you better be able to play defense on the other side. I mean, when I hear somebody that wants to play up and down, I always think they better be able to play good on the ball defense, right?
Right. My best example, though, is sometimes the best offense is a good defense. And I know that's old school, but just going back to the 90s real quick with Scottie Pippen, you know, Dave, Scottie Pippen was a liability on half-court offensive sets. You couldn't really draw up a play for Scottie Pippen. But he was such a good on-ball defender that he generated so many turnovers that he scored a lot in transition and created a lot of easy buckets that way. So maybe Kim Caldwell saying, you know, maybe I won't have the three-point shooting on this team I had at Marshall, but I can be so aggressive with my style, with my up-tempo style, that the players I bring in can generate easy offense by the level of transition that they're playing.
Okay. So if you want to vote on our poll question, I just changed that up, by the way, because I wanted to include this. By the way, would you take a player that transferred elsewhere? No, you're dead to me. Gets 60% of the vote. Yes, it's business. Gets 40% of the vote. Kind of harsh wording by Caleb. He was the one that selected that. Who do you trust most in the transfer portal? Kim Caldwell, Rick Barnes, Josh Heupel. Let me ask you that question. Who do you trust most in the transfer portal? Before we get to Caldwell and some other ladies that she needs to bring in to her program, what do you think of those three? How would you rate them? Because Josh Heupel gets a lot more news because he's dealing with bigger numbers, but he's missed on some guys as well, right?
He's absolutely missed on some guys. In the transfer portal, I trust Rick Barnes the most, by far. I trust Rick Barnes more in the portal than I do trust Rick Barnes recruiting, interestingly enough.
Tell you what I want you to do. I want you to answer that very question, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Banks and Jones. Play to win, Banks and Jones, Tennessee's trial attorney. Well, it's because they're Tennessee's trial attorney. You can play to win with Banks and Jones because they'll go to trial. You've heard of other lawyers. They say they'll go to trial and fight for you. They won't. They just want to settle. That's the easiest way out. Well, that's not Banks and Jones, led by T. Scott Jones. They won't settle. They'll go to trial for you. Tennessee's trial attorney. They play to win. Truly, Tennessee's trial attorney when it comes to criminal defense or personal injury. Why settle? Banks and Jones, T. Scott Jones, banksandjones.com. Okay, so out of the three, Chambers, Barnes, Heupel, you trust Barnes the most in the transfer portal. Why?
You mean Caldwell, Barnes, or Heupel?
Caldwell, excuse me.
Yes, I trust Barnes the most in the portal because I think Rick Barnes, I think, gets the type of players in the portal who are the type of players you want to play for your program. The type of players that are committing to Rick Barnes are really good players who see NBA potential, so they just want to be developed in a certain way, and they will buy in when they transfer to Tennessee. That's why, by the way, we're talking about Dalton Knecht. You notice Jordan Ganey hasn't transferred out. He's staying at Tennessee next year because he's buying in. He transferred to Tennessee this past year. I think that this era of the transfer portal, you're going to see players buying into what Rick Barnes is. The transfers Rick Barnes picks up buy into Rick Barnes' system. And I think Rick Barnes, the only reason he hasn't won a national title is because he has never had an experienced team full of players buying in, because he, to his own detriment, always tried to recruit one and dones to mix in, and one and dones never buy into what Rick Barnes is trying to do.
You know what's funny, and Kyle says I'm taking Barnes as well. What's interesting is you used to want what? A guy that was established in your program that was your leader, Al Wilson. Okay, let's go the easy way, right? You wanted Al Wilson. He had been there for 2 years. He was ready to lead you as a junior in 98. That would have been as a senior. So he'd been there for 3 years. He's willing to lead you as a senior in 98. We all know how that turned out. But really, in the transfer portal and basketball, you're almost better off to have a transfer, and we'll see if Caldwell is able to do this. You're almost better off just having that leader being someone that came in from elsewhere and says, I believe I came in from this pretty good school in Northern Colorado where I could have made the NCAA tournament, but I believe to come across the nation. Does Caldwell have that type of panache? I think we're going to find out, and I think with her latest pickup, you'd have to feel pretty optimistic about the direction she's in now, Caleb.
I agree. I think that Kim Caldwell is – I think right now she's just slowly building her roster, but I think she knows how she's putting it together, and I think she will find the leader. It's funny, the story – I just wanted to tell a quick story on this because you bring up the transfer that buys in. If you guys don't know, before he went to the NBA, Kevin Garnett was at South Carolina and mauled in South Carolina for 3 years, got expelled from the school because of a fight that he wasn't even a part of. It was a really awful story. So he moved out of South Carolina to Chicago to go to Farragut Academy for his senior year. And the coach at the time, Wolf Nelson, was like, he immediately became the leader because what he said was, and Kevin Garnett's philosophy was, I don't come from other places to lose. I come from other places to win. And so,
yes, you don't make that move to be the same or to lose.
You don't. Especially. You don't. You make the move to win. And that Keenan Peely's doing that for Tennessee in football, I think. And you're right. I think Kim Caldwell will probably find that. Right now, she's finding young players that maybe just are more enticed by her style. I do think she might get one veteran, which would be really helpful.
This came up on the message where Timothy ask, why does Adam, I think he's referring to Adams, think coach is stupid. That is why he thought that question at the press conference. It was silly. Timothy, I want to clarify that he asked the question and loved the answer. He said, why will your system work here? And I thought it was a very good question. He got a great answer. She had a great answer. She had a confident answer. John, that wasn't any sort of conflict at all. John thought it was a great answer. I've talked to John about that. He joins us each and every Tuesday. We can talk to him more about it. But I thought that was well played by the journalist, by the interviewer, or interviewee. I thought all the way around it was well played. And I think Tennessee's got a solid coach with the Lady Vols.